This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Hey, God is good. I say God is good. Thank you for coming this morning. Turn to someone and say you are in a good place this morning. Hallelujah. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. You are here for a purpose. God has something already planned for you, beloved in Christ. Amen. I don't know what your yesterday was. I don't know what your day before was. But I'm here to tell you, today is your day. Today is a day of God's blessing over your life. How many of you know Jesus is here this morning? Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus is here. Jesus is not here just to make a show, but Jesus is here because he cares for you. He loves you. He wants to meet your needs. He wants to heal you. He wants to do great and mighty things in your life. I don't know you. I don't know what your situation is. But I know that God has solution for everything we are going through. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While we were worshiping God this morning, I feel the power of God already fill this place. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the power of God is in this room? The power of God is here. Don't focus on your situation. Don't focus on your problem. Get connected to this power, because this power is here to set you free. When we go to the book of John chapter 5, the Bible tells us a powerful story about a man. A man who was completely helpless. No hope. This man has been sitting at the pool for a period of 38 years. 38 years. It's not 38 days, brothers and sisters. Can you just imagine how boring this man has become? 38 years, this man, without hope, without any help, sitting there, waiting for an opportunity to be healed. When you read the scriptures, the Bible tells us around that pool, there was all sorts of people lying there. Blind, paralyzed, all sorts of disease. Everyone who was sitting there, they were just waiting for their opportunity to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free, to receive something which they have been looking for long. I don't know. This morning, you have come to this place. I don't know exactly how long you have been sitting at your situation. Maybe you have been looking for help. Every door, maybe you have knocked. Nothing. Amen. We got news for you today. We got good news for you today. Next to you, someone is standing right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Next to you, someone is standing right now. And he wants to do something in your life. Amen. You know, that man who has been sitting at the pool for 38 years, he has been waiting for his miracle. Long time. It can be that this man was completely discouraged. It can be that this man came at a certain point that where he wanted to give up. He was fed up with his situation. Amen. When someone come to him, speak to him, he did not know that the one who was talking to him was Jesus. And the question he was asked, do you want to get well? When you go through the scriptures, you will see all the story of this man trying to tell Jesus a lot of things. I've been here for 38 years. I've been trying something. Every time the angel come down to the water, and there was no one to help me. Maybe you are living a life like that. You can't see anyone around you who can help you. You're trying to raise your voice to let you know your situation. No one has time to listen to you. Years ago, when I became a Christian, when I met with Jesus, my life was completely changed. A lot of you know a lot of my testimony. I've been here many times. It was a joy for me to meet Jesus in my life. While reading the Bible, I came to a place where the Word of God said, straight to me, straight to my heart, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you every day of your life. It's almost 36 years now I'm a Christian. But I'm telling you, I have not been walking on red carpet. There have been a lot of situations in my life. I have experienced all sorts of difficulties. But something I got in my mind, every time I go through whatever sort of things, that Jesus is next to me. Hello? Can you give the Lord a hand of praise this morning? Yes, Jesus is next to me. That's why today I can stand before you. I can speak the word of God. Jesus has been always good to me, brothers and sisters. Today, like I told you in the beginning, today is your day. I don't care how long you have been coming here, how long you have been walking with Jesus, but I'm telling you, today is your day. That man, for 38 years, he has been living in a terrible life. When Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?" He was trying to explain a lot of things to Jesus, which did Jesus already know. How many of you know Jesus knows everything about you? Even the hairs of your head is counted. Amen? If you don't have hair, no problem. So, Jesus wants to tell us, Jesus wants us to know that every single thing in our life, he knows. Amen? And not only he knows, but he wants to deal with everything you are going through. Amen? The Bible tells us, this man, 38 years, he has been trying something on his own. Can be that the man, since he was helpless, he could not find anyone to help him. Maybe he had been trying something on his own. You know, back home in our country, we got a word said like that. I don't know how to put it in English. Maybe Priscilla or someone. We got a lot of motion this morning. Lift your hand. Let's give a hand of praise for all motion who are here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So maybe someone, emotion can help me say it. That word goes like that. Bev dans du sable, ça can get solidifié. You Australian people, you can't understand what I'm saying, but someone can come, please. Anyone who can put that word in a correct way so that everyone can know what we are saying. Bev dans du sable, ça can get solidifié. Come. To come, Vinny, Nadia, come. Come, Nadia. Hallelujah. Okay. Bef dans du sable, ça can get so propulsé.
When a cow is in on the sand, he will mind of his own eyes.
Say it again.
When a cow is on the sand, he will mind of his own eyes.
You understand? Anyone else can say something about this word? Hello? Okay, no problem. So, brothers and sisters, what I want you to know that the world where we are living, everyone is looking for their own. Amen? Sometimes it's sad when we see our own children. We grow up. We sacrifice our life for them. The time came where they don't care for us. I praise God for my children. They are good children. They care for me. They bless me. Amen. I'm going back on Wednesday. They say, Dad, don't go. But I have to go. You see, we are living in this kind of world. You cross with people every day in the morning, on the train, on the bus, in your workplace. How are you? Any problem you have, give me a call. Any situation you're going through, come and meet me. When the time comes, you call them. No response. No response. But Jesus is everything for us. Amen. That's why when Jesus was on the cross, when he gave his life for you and me, the last word he said, all is finished. Jesus done everything for you. Jesus done everything for you. Jesus done everything for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry. Come to him. He is here to do miracle in your life. His word said, is there anything too hard for me? Nothing. Nothing. Things which money can't bring into your life. Things which your family can't give you. Things which medication can't give you. Things that doctor can't give you. Jesus can. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. I'm here to tell you everywhere Jesus stood, something happened. So, if Jesus is in this house this morning, why don't you not put everything in his hand? Hello? Why? Are you trying to sort out your situation, which you will never be able? Toss your burden unto Jesus. He is the one who cares for you. Amen. When that man who had been sitting at the pool for 38 years discovered that someone, the one who was talking to him, is Jesus, the Bible tells us things that had not been, never happened, during the time of 38 years. In a second, this man was completely healed. Don't limit God with your problem. Amen. God is God. God is God. The Bible tells us he is yesterday, today, and forever. You remember the powerful testimony in the book of John chapter 2, I think. Jesus, in a wedding at Cana, wine was over. And every people in that wedding, they were struggling. Some, they turned into shame. They don't know exactly what to do because it was a difficult situation. But praise God, Jesus was there. Amen. You know, you're very familiar with that scripture. Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus can turn your water this morning into wine. Maybe there are things in your life which have no taste. Amen. But God wants to turn it for His glory. Amen. This morning, I don't want to preach long. But I know you have come this morning with great expectation. I want to take time to pray for people. We got a God who can heal you this morning. Maybe this week you have a lot of appointment, maybe with doctor or whatever. But I'm telling you, today is a special day. Today is a day of miracle. Today is a day of God's favor upon your life. If you can just acknowledge the presence of God, if you can just believe that God is standing next to me, and whatever my situation, I know that by the time I will walk out of this place, everything will be right. Amen. Hello. God is God. The Bible, the Word of God, is full with powerful testimony. That's why I'm telling you, with God, nothing is impossible. Amen? Nothing is impossible. So, get prepared. We will go into a time of worship. And during this time of worship, just believe in your miracle. Whatever your situation, you can walk in front. Amen? Feel free. Feel free because there is something for every and each one in this place. The grace, the blessing of God is available for every person this morning. Amen? God is good. And whatever He says, He will do it. Amen? So, let's stand. Please, the musician can come. We'll take time to pray for you. You have a back pain. You are going through very difficult time in your marriage. You have trouble with your children. You have headache. Whatever sickness you have, come and experience the power of God. God wants to touch us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift our hand. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Your word is power. Your word brings healing. Your word brings restoration. Your word brings deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Close our eyes, lift our hand. Let the Holy Spirit do something great in your life.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Monbol Christian Fellowship.